Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Love the 80s? Then you'll love Virgin Radio 80s Plus.
Love Chris Evans. Love the 80s.
Over on Virgin Radio
80s Plus.
Our next guest makes Marie Kondo seem disorganized. He's the CEO who'll DIY your day to make the most of your precious time. His book, Time Boxing, The Power of Doing One Thing at a Time, is out this Thursday. So let's all say wow, kapow and how to Mark Zao Saunders.
Hey Mark, how are you?
Very well, very, very happy to be here. This is very cool being here. I think this is the best breakfast show in the world.
Come on, round of applause.
All guests
control round of applause. Just for that.
Like that.
Yeah. Thank you.
I actually think that.
No, I know you do.
You play the best music.
Yes, thank you.
You've got the best people. Mm-hmm. It's entertaining, but you're constantly looking for how can we improve the lives of the listeners.
Yeah.
Who else does that?
Exactly.
You're talking about depressing stuff.
Nobody. I mean, a lot of people do it on podcasts, but nobody does it daily on the radio. So this is radio show. You're very welcome. You're quite a chilled individual. I like it. I like the way you got a good vibe about you. Do you meditate?
I do.
You can tell.
I time box first. I time box the meditation and then I meditate. Yeah. Well, that's sort of the thing, because yes. Time boxing is a habit that leads to just anything else.
I'm with you.
You've had a bunch of people on the show recently talking about very important things, right? Like nutrition, like journaling. You had Arnie on, right?
Yep.
Talking about, amongst other things, exercise. But if you time box, you get, it's even more fundamental because you're feeding any of those habits because it's time.
Yeah. Right? We have so many questions for you, okay?
Great.
We're going to crack on. Daniel Markovitz, who was he? How did he change your life? Who is he? How did he change your life?
He is an author. He wrote an article in Harvard Business Review a while ago now, probably 10, 12 years ago. And I was pretty disorganized at the time. I really wasn't getting stuff done. My performance wasn't very high. I read this article from him, and it's not often that you can read 700-800 words. I mean, it's a short article, and it actually changes your life. And it was about, as you were saying on the show earlier, bringing the to-do list and the calendar together so that you got exactly the things that you should be doing, but when you need to do them as well. So that made a lot of sense to me, and I just started doing it religiously, did that for 5 years. Then I had, a few adaptations and improvements I wanted to sort of bring to the world. So I wrote my own Harvard Business Review article referencing him, and actually he got in touch. He's a very nice, lovely man. Authors often, well, not always, but often are. And he got in touch. And then I've been doing it since then, and wrote my own article about 5 years ago in Harvard Business Review again. And that went very, very, that was a really popular article. They stayed on their most popular list for a long, long time. But then someone made a TikTok video a year and a half ago, and that was what caught Penguin's eye. Penguin got in touch and we agreed a book deal. And
so I thought you made the TikTok video. Did somebody else make it about you?
No, I didn't make it. They made it about me. They used Elon Musk's name. They also used my name, Harvard Business Review. There was some Bach music in the background. I didn't make it, no.
Right.
That's not a thing that I do.
The power of TikTok. So time boxing is the answer. Chapter one begins with a time box, because you've time boxed every chapter. Why has nobody ever done this before? We've all sort of done it mentally before we read a chapter of any book, or we think we have, but it's about being specific, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about being, well, exactly. You were talking about New Year's resolutions earlier this year, right? And actually one of the things you were saying to listeners that were texting in is you've got to be really specific. What is it? When is it?
Yep.
And who are you going to do it with? But actually the main thing is the when, or the main thing for me is the when. When are you going to do this thing that you've deemed to be important? Don't just say you're going to do exercise more.
I'm going to do more of this, more of that.
When exactly you're going to do it. And then once you've decided that, well, how are you going to make sure that you do it?
Yeah.
Put it in your calendar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Time boxing.
Yeah, it sounds so obvious and so easy.
Yeah.
And it is simple. And it is easy if you bother, I suppose. But it's about, you talk about procrastination there. You reference some other lovely books as well. But you say they don't specifically teach you how to time box. Indistractable is one that stuck out in my mind because we've had the author on. You have a question. We'll start, actually, if you don't mind, if you just chime in now, if you don't mind, Sinead.
Okay, so I love the idea of it, but I'm the sort of person that, say, at the moment I'm doing my tax return, and I'm the sort of person, once I get going, I can just get it all done in, say, 3 hours. But if I was to time box it, I would perhaps put, like, an hour, because that would make it seem more achievable for me. Does it ruin it if you go over the time limit you've given yourself? If you're really in the zone and you know you can get it done, is that going to cause havoc with the system?
No, not really. I mean, in general, obviously, you set a period of time. You should try and get the task done fully in that period of time. But if you're really in the flow and if you don't have something on the other side, I mean, use common sense.
Right.
You know, then stick with your tax return and get the thing done. I would say, though, with a tax return that's going to, and obviously a lot of people are doing that right now because it's January, it's worth breaking it down. So rather than just having like a massive 3 hour chunk, you might say, well, I'm going to do, I don't know, the first half of the year in the first hour, and then breaking it down, that makes it a lot more accessible. You're more likely to build momentum. So breaking the task down, which is a really, really obvious thing to do, but breaking it down, but then putting it into your calendar is magic for me, magic for an increasing number of people that want a simple solution to.
I get really excited about things like this because of the simplicity of them. And because it's about truth, it's about the truth, isn't it? So you time box something, you identify something you want to do, and you say, I need to do more of this, or I just need to do this, or I need to not do this, maybe, perhaps. And then you think, the second you start to put pen to paper or give it oxygen, it starts to test whether or not you're telling the truth or whether you're deluding everybody, and these person delude of all, which is in fact yourself, because it says, are you serious about it? When am I going to do it? And if you say, when am I going to do it? How am I going to do it? Do I have the finances? Do I have the funds? Do I have the energy? Do I have the people? Do I have the environment? It starts asking you all those questions. And often we don't want to get to those questions. We just want to keep sort of clarioning the headline out there. What are the four pillars of time boxing? Because what Sinead is speaking to there is mentioned in your book, which is about the fact you then have to estimate how long the thing's going to take, and we so often get that wrong. So let's go back and let's do the four pillars of time boxing first.
So I think you mean the four parts of the book, but I mean pillars is yeah, good as well. Yeah. So the first is just believing that this is something that can work, and there's a load of evidence in the book, and there's all the benefits that are laid out. But I mean, really, we're human beings with agency and an intelligence. If you say you're going to do something at a certain time, in general, you should be able to do it, and you're going to get it done. So there's science to back it up, but just think about, think about it logically, like intuitively, that's believing it. Then planning is for me, it's 15 minutes. I start my day, literally the first two things I do are get dressed and brush my teeth, but straight after that, it's 15 minutes of time boxing, and then that governs the next 15 hours of my life. So that's why I call it in the book, you might have seen 15-15, 15 minutes to govern the next 15 hours. So that's planning. And like you said, actually, really well earlier on the show, you make much better decisions in that 15 minutes of quiet when you're
not
hurried and harried. Okay, brilliant. Well, good source.
I've actually read the quote, but no, please carry on.
Well, so that's the 15 minutes that right at the start of the day. I mean, it might be half an hour for some people, but obviously I've had some practice. So 15 minutes to get things right for the ensuing 15 hours. And then there's doing it. And the main thing in doing the time box is not to be distracted and derailed by something else that comes up. Going down rabbit holes is a chapter about rabbit holes.
But you also say if you're tempted to snack and to hydrate, get all that ready and put it by your station.
Yeah, be prepared. Yeah, be a squirrel. Get that.
Be a squirrel.
Exactly.
Be more squirrel.
Yeah.
So cool, man.
So that was the third one. That was do and not being distracted. And then the last one is to own it and turn it into a habit that's actually going to be with you. Because obviously, if you time box for a week, that's not going to really help your life.
Yeah.
You need it to be embedded in the everyday.
The great thing about time boxing as well, though, it's like meditation in a way, where it's exactly the same. The more you do it, the more your time boxing can become set it and forget it. And then your time boxing is sort of less functional and then can be more aspirational because you've the foundation of time boxing over time you can set in stone.
Oh, exactly. You can build on it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
which is
yeah.
like a pyramid of joy in the end, isn't it?
Yeah.
The science you just mentioned, whispered the science. There's a whole chapter on the science behind it. Give us some of the science of why this works.
Well, okay, so there's one study that was done about 20 years ago where they were trying to get people to do some exercise. So you have a control group where they just say, look, just record what exercise you do. Then there's a group where they gave them some motivational, educational, you know, information about why exercise is good for you. And then there was a group that basically time boxed. I mean, you can Google this, Google implementation intentions, and you'll see that, you know, a whole load of scientific research. The people that basically time boxed did the exercise in 90% of cases. The two other groups, it was about 30-35% of cases. So it's, you know, 2.5 times more likely if you do this. And this has been replicated, you know, more recently as well. There were some studies actually last year. So look, the science proves it. I think common sense proves it. But really, I mean, just do it for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
If you set the time box, does it make a difference to your behavior later on? Like, really, the only test of whether this is useful is for, you know, a listener actually doing it and deciding whether it's something they want to embed in their lives. But it's probably already embedded in your life, because who doesn't have, or you might not have, because you might have a group of people that kind of look after your calendar for you. But most of us have a digital calendar, yeah, right, yeah, that we run already. So it's not like you've got to foist some new habit or some new behavior on yourself. You're already doing it.
Yeah.
So the benefits of all of these, the cost is tiny because you're already doing it.
Mm.
Why wouldn't you be time boxing?
Yeah, and the muscles that it flexes and the muscles that it exercises and the muscles that it finds within you, whether they're, you know, motor programs, the cognitive programs, it rediscovers them and they become stronger and more useful and yeah. available to you in so many aspects of your life. For the record, I don't have a team of people that look at, because I have a very simple life and I don't have a digital calendar. But I do time box. So I do it very simply. I was going to ask you, actually, one of my questions that I've written down.
Chris Evans
is because my life is so structured,
mm-hmm.
I have sort of a permanent repetitive time box in place for most of my days. How can I benefit from yet more time boxing, do you think?
Well, I think recurring time boxes are really important. Anyway, I do that as well.
Yeah.
So, like, I have the, you know, the time boxing, the planning itself is one of them.
My days are so regimented, and I love them.
Yeah,
because they give me more spontaneity, not less. That's a myth, isn't it? The more rigid your schedule is, you think, well, it's going to be repetitive. No, because what happens within those windows is, you know, all windows in this building are the same, but all views from out of each window is different.
Yeah, beautifully put. I like that very much. Yeah, so well, you could say, if you have a 15-minute recurring time box,
yeah,
which would be just every single day,
yeah,
thinking creatively about what else do I want to have in my life that I don't currently have, and let me make that decision while things are calm and I'm thinking clearly. There's a mnemonic that I use, which might be helpful to some people, Mr. Elf. So if you've got a bit of time, like either in that planning time box at the start, or let's say you had dinner plans with someone and they got cancelled. So all of a sudden you've got 3 hours free. Now, what a lot of people will do is just have that eaten into by social media and Netflix and what have you, which, you know, maybe that's the best thing for you to do in that time. But Mr. Elf is a way of just remembering. So the M is meditation. The R is reading. And we're both obviously into that and books, not just us actually in this room. So that's Mr. Then Elf. E is exercise. L is learning. F is, well, actually friendship or family. So just have a think, you know, just use that mnemonic if you like to think, okay, is there a better use of these, you know, this hour that's just shown up in my life?
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
How exciting is this?
With Waitrose.
Over on Virgin Radio.
Up and at 'em, come on, things to do. Don't cheer, you'll just embarrass yourselves. We're not bored of it yet, so it's lovely. There's no stopping them. No stopping them.
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
Oh, there's nothing nicer, is there? Nothing nicer.
With Waitrose. Food to feel good about.
I mean, what's not to like?
Saturday and Sunday from 9:30.
Over on Virgin Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There are so many curveballs in here as well. So, for example, page 35. In a meta study of productivity tips carried out by my company, Filtered, time boxing topped the list of the productivity techniques recommended by experts. And then you start to list these techniques, and it goes down to 34. I'm thinking, they're the best 34 techniques I've heard of. Then I turn the page. No, it's the top 100. And they're
even
brilliant.
More, yeah.
They're brilliant, man.
It's good to see them just listed out like that.
Yeah, and they're all like killer. You know, amazing. Number 74, rituals. Number 41, flow. Number 37, time to yourself. Number 64, get ergonomic. All these things just make you feel like things are more possible. And they make me feel calmer. This all makes me feel calmer. Something else I heard over the weekend, which I know you allude to in the book, is the more consistent your life is, and that doesn't mean repetitive. It does not mean repetitive. The more, because all, you know, Anfield, the pitch at Anfield always looks the same, but every 90 minutes, you couldn't get more different things happening from week to week. It's fine for the pitch to be the same. It's fine to water the grass and to mow it and to paint the white line. That's all repetitive and consistent. And then it's a blank canvas in a way, and you say, right, fill your boots, off you get on with it. But the more sort of ritualized and scheduled and robust your framework for your week is and your life is, when things go wrong, you can then see where they've gone wrong because there's an organization to it. So you can see the fly in the ointment because you know the ointment because you created the ointment.
Yeah, exactly. And that's both historically looking back at what's happened as well as looking forward.
That's what you talk about, isn't it? Because if you time box in the for the future, those time boxes are still there in the past and they're your own reference book, which is what you talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
what have you discovered from your looking back thinking, what, this year, July wasn't that great. What about my last four Julys? Where have I gone wrong here? What have you seen from your own time boxing past?
Well, the thing that I do that I think is, so I think it might be that you were going through a difficult moment and so you kind of want to reflect on that. But the thing I do that at the end of each week is let me just, so rather than just in general reflect on the week, I look at the time boxes, you know, basically exactly how I've spent my time, and then I reflect. Right. Because it just really enriches the thoughts you're going to have and how you're going to improve for the following week. So I do that at the end of each week. Actually, at the end of each day. I mean, especially when I've had a successfully time box day, and then I've actually implemented all of those plans. It feels really good. And then, like, you know, looking back at it, you feel some sense of pride, achievement, like this was the day that I intended. And that's actually all you can control in life. When people say, I had a really good day, I bumped into such and such, or I fell in love, okay, that's great. And that is an amazing day. But it's not an amazing day that you can replicate on a consistent basis. The only amazing day that you can replicate on a consistent basis is setting your intentions and implementing them.
Yeah, you wake up every morning and it's either you against you or you with you. And all the other battles, they're not necessarily fictitious, but they're pretty much further down the line. You're just choosing to ignore the one that you can win in case you can't win it, but you always can. You just have to bother.
Yeah, exactly.
You're talking about reflection there. You reflect at the end of every chapter as well, don't you? So you review every chapter and you reflect at the end
I'm
of
living
every
living it
chapter.
In the book, yeah.
It's great, man. It's so cool. It's quite life coaching. You do mention life coaching in there. What is your experience of life coaches and life coaching?
I've had a little bit of it myself, as a sort of, you know, a punter, but not very much. I mean, I just know that, you know, on the chapter about for an intentional life, I know that life coaches will often sit you down at the start and say, where do you want to be? What do you want to do? And then what are the milestones to getting there? Well, what I'm saying with time boxing is time boxing can, you know, help form those milestones and get you there.
How are you as a boss? I think you're probably a fantastic boss. Tell us about your company. Tell us about the people that work for you. Tell us about the culture of your company. Because if your company doesn't have a culture, you actually don't have a company. you just have some people turning up for work at the same time every day, and they probably won't stay there for very long.
It's a learning tech company. It's called Filtered, filtered.com, and we're 20 people based in London. This is accidental to kind of get into this whole, you know, book writing thing. How am I as a boss? I think I'm, you know, pretty gentle, pretty thoughtful, kind. I mean, it's quite hard to sort of, okay, what are the negatives? Maybe not as ruthless as I, you know, probably should be. Maybe shareholders, board would think, would like me to
you
be
talk
more of
about
that
time boxing as a mindset, right? So it has to share a mindset with, that's what I'm trying to get to, you as a leader. If you have this kind of thoughtful mindset for time boxing, you will be a thoughtful leader, and it all feeds into the same useful blueprint playbook. Yep.
Well, it's all to do with intention. In fact, I was at a festival last year, dancing, and obviously I was writing the book. And actually, the thing I thought was that really time boxing is about agency,
yeah,
and intention, yeah, and purpose and control. A lot of the themes you're often discussing on this, absolutely, and sharing that with others. I mean, a lot of the people, I don't insist that everyone time boxes. I just gently and strongly encourage it.
And it's useful and it pays off because, you know, a lot of people are training for the London Marathon at the moment. It's the third Monday into a 17-week plan, you know, and a 17-week running marathon schedule is somebody who's time boxed on your behalf, and then you join in their time boxing. Yeah. It's a time boxing script, if you like. And it works. You know, and the first time I ran a marathon, courtesy of Vassos over here, years ago now, over 10 years ago now, it changed my life because of the compartmentalization, the eating the elephant one bite at a time kind of approach. And this is that on a weekly basis, but it's a sort of extemporization of that, isn't it? You're dancing to your own tune, but you're bothering to write it first.
Yeah, it's day in, day out. And I've never run a marathon, but, you know, I know
I bet
that
you could.
That's kind. Thanks. Maybe I will do that. But it's that preparation that you need, whether it's for writing a book or running a marathon, yeah, or starting a business or anything. Preparation. I mean, obviously, everyone knows that you need to do preparation. When is that preparation going to happen?
Yeah.
Time box it.
Love it. Love it. We're out of time for time boxing. But Sinead, you got a talk. You said you wanted to talk to Mark off the air, didn't you?
Yeah. No, I'm just fascinated by it because I'm a procrastinator, very much so. And we've been talking about this. Like, there's lots of things I won't do, I guess, because of fear or whatever. What would you say to someone like me who's like, this is a great idea, but...
Start really, really small.
Yeah.
So that might be as small as just picking up a pencil.
Yeah.
And writing down what the very first thing you would need to do in that time box is. So, I mean, I actually have a Google Doc all the time that's open. Sometimes I'm intimidated by a task. So I just, okay, I'm going to write down three bullet points that are what this task is about. So just start really, really small. Like, you know, micro. This is actually one of the things that BJ Fogg talks about as well. I mean, his book is called Tiny Habits. Tiny. So just like start it off really, really small, so it's not, you're not intimidated by it anymore.
And so you don't have any excuses not to do it.
Exactly. You got, because it's so small. You're gonna do that, and maybe set a very small time box for that, 15 minutes. You know, you're gonna be scared by that, maybe, but probably a lot less.
Do you think? Yeah, because I always do that. Well, I think a lot of us do the hardest thing you just put at the end of the list. So when I'm thinking about this, like tomorrow morning, I'm thinking, oh, half an hour emails, because that's so easy, isn't it? Just going through emails and deleting, like.
Yeah.
And then I just say, oh, cup of tea, 15 minutes.
Well,
you know,
if it's about progression, isn't it? There's no progress there.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's the progression, the progress this helps you with, that gives you that feeling at the end of the day that you're not quite sure what it is, but it feels good. It's called progress, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, completely agree. We're discussing this. We are still on air, though, right?
Yeah.
This is on air. Yeah. Well, we can talk off air as well.
Yeah, she would love to talk to you about it. Off air. We're out of time. Versus anything.
Well, I'm not instinctively a time boxer, but I actually, listening to this conversation, I might start. I wake up and I journal. What I'd like to, feel free to say no to this, Mark, but you've done like 50,000 time boxes, I think you say, 44,000 time boxes, yep, in your life. Can you sort of give us a flavour of today?
Yeah, today would be good, yeah.
Well, today's a bit of an unusual one. I'm doing this show in the morning, but you know, it's still the same in that you start off the day, 15 minutes. There's a bit of time boxing, some preparation for this show. There's obviously some things that I've got to do later on. One of the time boxes that I have as a recurring one as well is meetings prep. So, you know, you generally got several meetings. I mean, this is sort of like a meeting that we're having right now. Do some preparation for it. Why would you come to a meeting without having done a little bit of preparation?
Yeah.
You're just going to be so much, you're going to know who's going to be there. You're going to like maybe able to revise the meeting notes from before. So just just make sure that there's some preparation that's done. That's what I did today. And then, you know, I've got several more meetings later on. Every single one of my days is, I can show you my phone after this if you don't believe me. It's time box, and there's four different colours of the, it's colour coded. They're four different colours.
You mentioned the colours in the book, so give us the colours.
They are one is just sort of standard work. Then there's kind of higher value work that I should be trying to do more of. Then there's book stuff, obviously, and then there's just leisure. And there should be quite a bit of leisure because, you know, I've got three kids, I've got a wife, I've got an extended, you know, family. You want to make sure that there's enough. In my case, it's yellow in your life, so it can help you get the balance of your life right. Because visually, you look at your calendar, your week. It's
it's nature. It's just like it's part of the nurture and the
lovely,
nature.
Lovely. Yeah. Good choice of colour.
Awesome, man. Do you do speaking engagements?
Yeah, sometimes.
Good for you. Time boxing: the power of doing one thing at a time. Do me a favour. Can you write mind boxing next?
Okay, done.
Yeah, because it's a
deal.
That's what mind boxing. It's got to happen, hasn't it? Mind boxing gives stuff certain thought time, so you can just get rid of it or pack it away. I've given that 15 minutes now. Let's put it on the top of the wardrobe.
But that is a thing. Like, you know, worry time. Yeah. So if you've got something you're worrying about, set a time box. Okay, look, I'm going to worry about this.
Give it a good
then.
Worry.
Yeah, give it a good worry. No, yeah, but only then, because then you're not going to be worrying all
yeah,
the
I
way
know.
Along.
I do it. I do it, but I don't know how to organise my worry box, my giving it a good worry. It's like, okay.
Well, you can do it by time. I kind of think that mind boxing has been written. It's in there.
All right, mate. Great to meet you. Great to talk to you.
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
This is going to be something I'll remember, and that's a really lovely thing. I don't think I was able to do that in the past.
And James Bay. Come on, let
it go. Don't you agree that everybody needs someone when they feel alone?
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/Virgin Radio UK.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.